A very important report from John Rood covering the European Union. That's a key region in our world as we think about the prophetic scenario found in God's Word. Well, right now, I'm going to bring to this broadcast table a longtime friend, a man who has, well, he's been on radio for a number of years. He's been on several times with me. Boy, I think that's 5 or 6 years ago that we got together. He has his own national radio broadcast through the Moody Broadcasting Network entitled Land of the Bible Radio. And he has many times been leading tours into Israel. In fact, he's only one of about 3 or 4 Christians that are actually qualified by the Israeli government to be tour guides there in Israel. I'm talking about Dr. Charlie Dyer. He was at Dallas Theological Seminary. He was the provost there, went to Moody Bible Institute, head of the Bible department right there, still associated with Moody Bible Institute, by the way. But now he's out in the Arizona, the Phoenix, Arizona area, and associate pastor of a church, still doing much of his other activities as well. Charlie, man, it is great to talk with you, my good friend. And really what I called about, and you and I, before we got together, we're talking about how UNESCO has finally made Babylon, the literal city of Babylon, on the shores of the Euphrates River, about 58 miles out of downtown Baghdad, they've made Babylon a World Heritage Site. Now, that's key, is it not, Charlie?
I think it is, Jimmy, and it's always good to be back with you, by the way. But I think it's finally acknowledging the role that Babylon played in history. And certainly those of us who love the Bible know that. It's the first city built following the flood. It's the first of the empires that God named Gentile empires that would exist, of four that would rise before God's kingdom shows up here on earth. So it's played a mighty role in history. They're acknowledging it. Of course, we know there's another role to be played still in the future, but that's still to come.
Yes, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. This Babylon in Iraq, 4,500 years ago, it was built by Nimrod. That's Genesis chapter 11 and verse 4. Went in the face of God. God said to be fruitful, multiply, and repeople the earth. Great-grandson of Noah said, God, forget that. I'm going to build a great city here. And that was the city of Babylon. Now, you know a lot about it, and let me tell everybody why you do. Charlie is one of only one of two, maybe, Christian leaders in our world that's ever been to the literal city of Babylon. Am I correct? You've been out there a couple of times, haven't you, Charlie?
I was there twice. In fact, I was in a guest, put that in quotation marks, of Saddam Hussein, who issued this invitation for the first and second Babylon festivals that the government of Iraq held. And I got a chance to see the city as he was trying to fashion it in his own image, of course, picturing himself as the new Nebuchadnezzar. But yeah, there were only, in fact, I was the only believer the first time, and there was one other believer there the second time that got to view what he was doing there and how he was rebuilding it.
Well, I've got to remember when I was one of the teachers on the Day of Discovery broadcast with Mark DeHaan. We had our tickets already. You were going to go with us. And then they hung those four servicemen on that bridge out there in Iraq, and we had to cancel that trip. But I was salivating. I envy you so much. You've been there. You've seen it. You saw what Saddam... Actually, what was Saddam doing? He spent millions of dollars trying to refurbish it, didn't he?
Oh, he did. He was building Nebuchadnezzar's Babylon, but doing it in a way that pointed not to Nebuchadnezzar, but to him. Nebuchadnezzar had his name on the bricks, so Saddam Hussein put his name on the bricks he was building on top of the original foundations. He built had a symbol for the festival that had Nebuchadnezzar's portrait and his portrait side by side, and he even designed it so that Nebuchadnezzar looked something like him.
When you were there, was it as refurbished as it is today? I know the New York Times has been following this story as well, and they have some actually video footage of what has been going on, what is completed out there. But after you were there, they had that war, and there were some U.S. troops that went in there, messed up some of the original payment. In fact, the Department of Defense has been paying Iraq for repairing those bricks that were there in that original location in Babylon. Has it been refurbished much more? Have you been able to get reports about that?
Yeah, I've actually been trying to follow it. When I was there in the last time, they had built, in 1 year's time, built a monumental hill, actually three of them, surrounding Babylon. After that, Saddam Hussein put a palace on the first of the hills, the one right above Nebuchadnezzar's palace. But beyond that, then, of course, the first Gulf War delayed his plans. The second Gulf War removed him from power. But everything that I saw is still there, and really nothing else has been built. What I found interesting, if people are familiar with Google Earth, if they go on Google Earth, find Al-Hilla in Iraq, go straight north to Babylon, the latest image they have is from about 2004. You can still see the American and Polish, they were combined forces, army camp, just south of Nebuchadnezzar's palace, and then just over by the theater that was built by Alexander the Great. And just above that, you can actually see still the helicopters that we had and their landing strip. So where the U.S. forces and the Polish forces were, you kind of interjected the modern. But otherwise, everything that's on that Google Earth image is everything I walked through back in 1987 and 1988.
Just keep rubbing it in, will you, Charlie? Boy, if there's one thing I want to do...
Jimmy, I still want to get back.
Yeah, well, I'd love to go with you, man. That's the top of my bucket list. And even at my age, I think I could, with a cane and crutches and everything else, make it over there. I'd love to see it. By the way, that gives me a question I want to ask you. Do you think that Babylon is going to be able to be restored and become a very important tourist location, not a terrorist, but tourist location for visitors to go there someday?
You know, short term, I hope that's what happens. Obviously, Iraq itself needs to get stabilized. And to do that, I think they need to make sure they get the Iranian influence out of that country. But if they could stabilize the government there, they could make millions and millions of dollars off of tourism. Who among us Christians wouldn't want to go see Ur of the Chaldees, Babylon, and Nineveh? That would be a on everybody's must-visit tour site. But, again, that's not going to happen until they get some more stability in that country. I just hope that's sooner rather than later.
You alluded to, in the first of our conversation, the future as it relates to Babylon. I want to get to that. Many people, when you talk about Babylon, say, well, Babylon was destroyed in Daniel chapter 5. No, that was the Babylonian Empire destroyed. You go over into about 200 years later when there was a leader, Alexander the Great, in Babylon, the literal city of Babylon. And then when you go to Ezra, in Ezra chapter 7, he left Babylon to go to Israel to reinstitute the temple practices. And I believe that 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 13 says the Apostle Peter didn't go to Rome. He went to Babylon to establish a church out there. And so that now leads me then with that history. The fact is that Revelation 18 talks about a literal Babylon. I would agree with that, would you not?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that Jeremiah 50 and 51 and even Isaiah 13 and 14, they all picture Babylon in the day of the Lord, the end times, when Israel's going to be restored to its land, when God's going to set up his kingdom. That's when Babylon, it says, is going to be destroyed. John comes along in Revelation, quotes those old prophecies, and says exactly the same thing. It's Babylon being destroyed, Revelation 18, Jesus returning to earth to set up his kingdom, Revelation 19. So we even have the timeline, the rebuilding of Babylon, the energy that's going to go into that city is going to be part of that last seven-year period just before Jesus returns to earth.
Did you hear that, folks? Just before Jesus returns to this earth, Babylon, the major political, economic, governmental capital of the world, with the Antichrist at the head of that operation. And now, UNESCO, the United Nations, recognizing that Babylon is a World Heritage Site. Charlie, what a great conversation to be able to get back with you. Man, we're going to have to do this more often. And as things happen out there in Babylon, I'll get you on the line. But I appreciate you taking some time right now to talk with us about it. This is exciting information, not only for today, but the future as well. Right, Charlie?
Oh, it really is, Jimmy. And it's always great to talk to you.
Thank you so much. We'll talk again real soon.
Thank you, Jimmy.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to have one more guest, David James. We're going to be talking about Uganda. He's on the ground in Uganda. We'll talk with David James about the Muslim growth in Africa. That's all ahead right here on Prophecy Today.